This goes to Dr. LaRouche, LaRouche, fax 989-629-8145, and Dr. Alkiek, Alkiek, fax 989-466-3643. Regarding Stephanie, Stephanie, Witbrot, it's W-I-T like Tom, B like boy, R-O, D like David, T like Tom. Date of birth, May 15th of 1963. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Witbrot with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and COPD. Her last visit was October 24th of 2022. Her weight is up 8 pounds over the last 6 months. She denies hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit, and she does see her pulmonologist in Midland tomorrow for evaluation of her lung disease. Her Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, was increased from every 2 weeks to 40 milligram every 10 days since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. She has intermittent cough and wheezing, not currently, and shortness of breath with exertion. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No edema, and no chest pain or palpitations. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, in addition to the other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 290 pounds, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80, pulse 60, and oxygen saturation 95% on room air. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. She has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 17th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.2. Estimated GFR is 52. Albumin 3.8. Calcium is 8.8. Sodium 138. Potassium 4.8. Carbon dioxide 32. Phosphorus 3.9. Hemoglobin 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no symptoms, two, hypertension, currently at goal, three, type 2 diabetes, currently stable, and four, COPD. The patient will have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.